Blog Talk Radio.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Tuesday, the 28th day of May in the year 2019, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, adult media publisher Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and livinggrind.com. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Happy Tata's Tuesday to the select few who wish to imbibe. Anyways, I should be having an interview with Damon Feldman, a celebrity boxing promoter, in the next few minutes. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And we'll go over his book, The 16-Minute Man, and also an upcoming match in Atlantic City, New Jersey, in June. We will go over all that, and he will clarify anything that I am unable to. But in the meantime, check out a song. I'm going to play Kung Fu by Bored With Four, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Here's Kung Fu by Bored With Four.
Where did my life go? Where did my heart run to? I wanna jump rope. I wanna learn Kung Fu. How did my mind spin? Why do my hands stay still? I wanna read lips. I wanna fight.
holding on. The time I knew I was live, did you get high? I was showing you the rush, so to step up, creeping up your self-defense. Another deal, bitch, regret. Don't be pretending. Now will you learn? Will you learn? Will you burn? There come a day when the tides will turn and I. One day the tides will turn and you will burn and die. We'll watch you burn.
I believe I have Damon Feldman on the line. Is that correct?
Hey, what's up, Sandra? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You're live on the air, just letting you know. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh,
yes.
Yay. Yes. So for
We're here.
I will briefly explain how I came to know this particular individual. I was through a friend who lives on the East Coast in Philly. I believe he's fine with me giving his first name Anthony. And I met him, I met Damon through Anthony out in Philadelphia. I was out there because I was going to a gala in New York and going to some seminars there. And so I had an open place to stay, which was awesome. But yes, please explain for my listeners who may not be familiar with Celebrity Boxing Promoters exactly what you do and your upcoming match, please.
Well, I'm the only celebrity boxing promoter probably in the country, maybe the world, but
not Don King?
Yeah.
What about Don King?
No, he's a boxing promoter. My platform is I give celebrities from actors to athletes to tabloid stars, I give them their 16th minute by stepping in the ring in the celebrity boxing atmosphere where they're not going to get hurt. You know, it's entertainment. And, you know, I just give them a chance. I had a great event coming up on June 8th in Atlantic City. It's Rocco's Collision Celebrity
go.
Boxing 68.
That's
you know,
the title?
Thanks to One Line.
Is that the title of the match, Rocco's Collision? Okay, this is great.
Yeah, Rocco's Collision is the main sponsor. Then I got the onewine.com, classicnewyorkbeer.com, Title Boxing. And also, you got to try this. I'm going to get you some of the stuff. This stuff is amazing. So I was really sore working out, and I tried. Thanks to my man Aliko, DiamondCBD.com. It's called DiamondCBD.com.
Uh-huh.
It's like this new
CBD oil.
Oh, my God. It works on the real.
I've heard of this ingredient. I believe you.
Yeah, you got to try this out. But
I will.
Yeah, we got a great event coming up. Yeah, definitely, you got to come out to one of these. We got the like the Mob Boy from VH1.
I
want to
go.
Natalie D.
I
want to
go.
Yeah.
The Mob Boy, they're so entertaining. They're entertaining. I don't watch a ton of TV, but every now and again when I do catch a Mafia Wives type thing, I'm in heaven. They're just so interesting.
When I met you, you look like a reality star. You know, you really got something about you. It's amazing. But, we got Natalie taking on some big iHeartRadio girl. Yeah, you do. And I got Meghan Markle's brother taking on Mark Wahlberg's co-star. So it should be good.
Explain that one. That one stuck out to me when we spoke briefly earlier before this show just now. But, that took me by surprise. I'm like, what? Meghan Markle's brother? What?
Everybody says that.
Please, the Duchess.
But,
the Duchess, but
it's
what's going
so
on with
crazy.
Her
like,
brethren.
Definitely. Now it's just weird, like, you know, I had this, you know, this how this match came about, and it's just like Nacho, his name has fought for me before. Wahlberg's guy, he's a star, co-star, former co-star of Wahlberg's TV show. So
he's a pretty good actor.
Out to Tom about
Mark Wahlberg, right?
What's that?
Like Marky Mark? You're talking about Marky Mark, yeah?
Yeah. Wahlberg's.
He's a fun actor.
Is a reality show too. Yeah.
Okay. I know there's a movie I saw with him where it's sort of like a fighting movie, but it was also a comedy. I cannot recall the name of the movie, but it was awesome. It was great. But go on. I want to go. I want to go to Atlantic City.
Well, you have a great time.
Yeah.
Talk to Anthony, but It's a phenomenal event, and it's a great time, and we're kicking off the summer, and we have just amazing undercard event. I have, like, 10 undercard matches, 12, you know, total matches, and thanks to Mary Alice Enright and Linda Finelli do
that's
a phenomenal
entire,
job of celebrity boxing.
That's a big evening right there, 12 matches?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. Well, that's only the start of it. Then there's also the after party, and we do a wine tasting with theonewine.com. I got to talk to Billy Mitchell. She's the one of Gary Kahn putting it together, so it's amazing.
Oh, that excites me a lot. I love wine tasting. I love wineries. I love it all.
Oh, you do?
Great.
Oh, well,
I
you
got
to try theonewine.com. I'm going to get you a bottle, and I'm going to tell Billy she's the woman, man. She makes things happen, and Gary Kahn, the onewine.com and Classic New York Beer, they're going to be in the house. So I'll get you some wine.
What was that second one? Something beer?
They're like a brother and sister company. You know, so it's the classic newyorkbeer.com, New York Beer.
Beer.
And the onewine.com, yeah.
I got it.
So I can get you all kinds of stuff. I can get you like...
I would love
to. I'm going to get you everything.
No.
Yeah. I get you
right
CBD
on.
Oil from Diamond CBD. I get it all for you.
Nice. Well, thank you. And thank you.
And if you have a car and it gets messed up, I'll get Rocco's Collision to fix it. So.
Ooh. Well, that's handy. That is handy. But, okay.
Yes.
All right. So we got this match coming up on the 8th of June this year. And we also have your book, The 16-Minute Man. I did start leafing through it, but what really caught my attention the most was what you talked about in the back about Rodney King, and that was struck me. Like, that stayed with me. So if you want to
he's one of my best friends. He was a great friend. Great friend of mine. I'm friends with his daughter. We're talking, and we're going to be doing real interesting celebrity boxing match coming up where this guy, this actor, Leroy Mobley, is going to play Rodney King. We're doing a reenactment of a celebrity boxing match. But, he's a phenomenal guy. He went 4-0 in celebrity boxing.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, maybe me and you could talk about that. Maybe that'd be good just because you're out in L.A. and we could talk about
I'm there.
You helping out with that. That would be phenomenal, seriously. Rodney was a phenomenal guy, you know what I mean?
I believe you.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited.
And he was 4-0 in celebrity boxing.
Right on. But yeah, did you say that your dad trained him? Is that what I read?
Yeah, he lived with my dad for 4 months. Yeah, he lived with my dad for 4 months. My dad trained him for all his celebrity boxing matches, yes.
See, that's worth its weight in gold. That's so awesome. That's very awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
I wish I could watch a match somewhere of him. Are there tapes of that, of his fighting?
Yeah, you know what? So there is a company that has. I got to get the videos from it. A couple of his matches.
Okay.
They have my video. I got
to
get those videos. Yeah.
Cool. Let me know when you do. I would love to watch.
Definitely.
Yes. So what else is new in your world? How do you relax and unwind when you're not promoting? Or do you promote from the minute you wake up until you go to sleep?
Well, it's funny. My life's on fire right now. Thank God for everything. And I hit a brick wall about 3 years ago. I issued drinking. I don't drink anymore. I just got a stupid situation. And I spent 13 months in jail. But when I went to jail, it changed my life around for the best and gave me therapy I needed. Because if you read my book, you know, my mom was a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. I had a lot of drama in my life and trauma growing up, me and my brother. And, you know, I never quit, though. My mom and dad always showed us never to quit. And
Good.
It was great. But I made the mistake into a positive. And a lot of people can't do that. And I'm just blessed. And, you know, I'm very humble.
Well,
and I thank God for that. And I'm really,
you're given another chance. Yeah.
There's no doubt. But the thing is, the whole important of all that is when you get the second chance to make it work, not like fall back into the same group.
Don't squander
Don't squander
your chances. Yeah, I agree.
No, definitely. And I, you know, thanks to Jackie Barrock, Scott Wiener, David Greenberg, the screenplay writer, and Alexander Murphy, my other attorney, Bob Bush. I'm like so set right now. Like when my movie
other,
is like,
other attorney. Wait, hold on. Other attorney. You have like 80 attorneys. That's what you're telling me.
I'm pretty protected. I will say I'm pretty protected and I'm pretty connected.
You might need it. You might need it. So I won't even question you on that. That's awesome. So
the whole thing
what kind
is
of,
it's better. Yeah.
Oh, no, you keep going. I was going to ask you what kind of music you're into, but I don't want to stop this train of thought either. So
I love hip-hop, and I love white pop music. It all depends on my mood. Like if I'm working out, if I'm just driving, I love hip-hop.
I love
Drake. Drake's my man.
There you go. Canadian. You like Canadians.
Yeah, not bad.
He's good. He's good. Yeah. I know that for some people, depending on whether they're a fighter, I know a couple of fighters, if they're a fighter or they're like military, sometimes they want to just hear the most rough like metal or super hardcore rap like in their head while they just get through whatever task they're supposed to be doing. I can understand that, but it's so cute that you're telling me you like pop music, happy music. Or I'm like, that's so funny. I wouldn't expect that.
I'm a self-motivated guy. self-motivated, so I don't need to that stuff. But what does motivate me is like awesome music and working out all the time and just listening to the music, you know what I'm saying? Yep.
I totally understand, and I'm probably very similar. I do have some music where it's just like, it's angry, and it's like somebody listening might be like, what the hell? But at the same time, I love just good music that's beautiful, instrumental, sometimes spoken word, this kind of thing. Like, I'm pretty eclectic with my music interests, but that's very –
interesting.
I like that you're into pop.
Yeah. I know it's weird probably, but like I like weird like I like music that makes sense to my life, you know what I'm saying? Like I love
There we go.
You know, I love rap, I'm not really into country, nothing like that. I'm just into pop music. Like,
why does everyone say that? Everyone says that. I know that it's a country. Come on, there's some great country out there. There is, I promise you.
There's just great singers. I'm just not into it.
Okay. All right. Well, I won't make you like it if you don't like it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
What about movies then? What kind of movies do you like? Have you seen anything recently?
I haven't seen any movies in a while. But I like, you know, drama, like thrillers, and I just love action, action movies.
For action, did you watch The Avengers?
I didn't. I gotta take my son went to see it with his mom, but I wanna. I do want to go see
it.
It's a phenomenal movie.
I heard it's really good.
Yeah,
I have not seen it. I want to see The Joker. Well, that's the one I want to see the most. And that comes out.
Oh yeah,
October.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, maybe I'll fly out to Los Angeles. We'll watch it.
Let's watch it together in October. I'm down. What?
I'm just joking.
Heck yeah, Christian Bale is awesome. I know, but we can pretend that that's gonna happen.
He's the man. Christian Bale is a phenomenal actor. He played a boxer.
It's awesome.
It's funny you say Christian Bale, because Bale played Dickie Eklund in Mark Wahlberg's movie The Fighter, and Dickie Eklund actually fought for me in celebrity boxing. It's really cool.
The Fighter. I think I've seen that movie. It's ringing a bell. Yeah,
it's a really good movie about Mickey Ward, former world champion.
Yes. Yes, I did watch that. It's been years that I did watch that. Yeah. All right, so I got your movies. I got your songs. What about food? Food. What type of food do you like? Do you? Because you look like you probably could eat, like, a lot, and it means nothing because you're very muscle bound, I suppose is the best way to say
that. You're funny. I love sushi. I love Italian, and I love. I'm in
Damon.
Shape. Thank God.
Damon, have you not looked at yourself in the mirror?
Well, thank you.
Your arms are like two of my arms for one arm. Or whatever.
Well, I appreciate that, but I'm more of I box every day, so you're funny. But
of course you're gonna look like you do.
I'm humbled by your compliment. How's that?
Oh, thank you. Well, I don't mean to embarrass you. It's just true.
I am. I'm blushing right now. Now I'm playing.
Oh my goodness! Take a picture.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like doing this interview, I thought that you wanted me to call in on Skype. And I was like, I'm so tired. There's no way I'm doing that. I'm laying in my bed right now.
I've been experimenting with audio and video. I still want to do audio and video, but in general, like if I get a chance to interview somebody, I'm just like, let's just interview each other. You know, let me interview you. I'll call you or you call me into my show and whatever time it is, I'll do it. Like, and I my show is largely audio, about 95% audio only. Thank you.
Do your thing. Just keep pushing and making things work. You know what I'm saying?
I will do my best.
What?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to send you a bottle of onewine.com classic beer.
I want it.
Diamond CBD oil. Then when you get your car and it breaks down, Rocco's Collision is going to fix it.
My car is going to be excellent forever, always. It takes such a care.
Then we're
going to
put you in a celebrity boxing match. What's that?
Okay, well, who's going to train me?
Anthony.
Maybe.
He fought once.
Maybe.
Anyway, it's 1-0.
If I could have, there you go. Well, he's a winner. If I could have anyone train me, it would be my fighter friend, Stefanos Miltsikakis, because he's always wanted to train me. And I don't know where he is now.
Well, I'll say you have some trainers out in Los Angeles. You're in LA, right?
I am, yeah. South Bay, near Long Beach.
That's awesome. That's really great. I'll be out there end of June.
End of June. But if I'm, again, on the
East
Coast,
together. We'll run.
Bring your wine there. Bring your wine to the celebrity boxing.
It's already out there.
I'll come out to Jersey. Yeah. How about that?
Okay. When?
For the match.
When? For June 8th?
On the 8th of June. Yes.
Come down. You're a VIP guest.
Yes. Will do. Thank you.
All right. Well, we better see you down there.
I promise.
You're so
funny. I'm not going to not go.
All right. Well, we really look forward to you coming.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's like, heck yeah. My schedule is open that time period.
Well, then we'll do it. It's just funny. Then we're going to do another one out there in Los Angeles.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
All my fights out there were at the, what's this, the Avalon?
Avalon.
I know Avalon, there's a Hollywood
Avalon.
And Vine.
Oh, Hollywood and Vine. I know where that is. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it was,
yeah,
Avalon
Nightclub.
I did
Got
a
it.
Couple
I
know, studios.
I can picture it in my head. I can see it in my mind. Yeah.
I love North Cannon Drive. I always hang out down there. Like, that's where, like, Frank Stallone and Mickey Rourke, I don't know if you know their names.
Cannon
like,
Drive. Isn't that
yeah, North Cannon Drive. Yeah. I always hang out down there when
yeah.
I go there. There in West Hollywood at the Standard. I love the Standard.
Voila. Me too. I love the Standard. Do you know, I met, why am I spacing on his name right now? Darn it. One of the kings, Cedric the Entertainer. I met Cedric the Entertainer Standard. Him. I saw Bill Maher with a gaggle of beautiful women. That was the same night. In their little all-night cafe thing, or the all-night diner in the Standard in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. That's right across the street, right?
Yeah, I saw him there. Yeah, I saw him there. And then when I saw Cedric the Entertainer, I was in the lobby. I was there, and Jenny Hendrix was there as well, an adult starlet. But anyways, I was like, oh, my God, Cedric the Entertainer, you're still wearing your suit and your hat. You look awesome. Can I have you say hi to my mom? Please, really? Please. He goes, okay. So I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, I know I'm calling you really late at night, but, Cedric the Entertainer is, like, right in front of me. Can you just say hi?
That's
and
crazy.
He says, hello. He's like, hello. He's like, what's your daughter doing outside so late? It was so cute.
That's funny.
This was a long while ago, but this happened. This is a lot of fun.
We never knew who's going to walk down there. It's just around there. Everybody walks around. They just do it. And
untethered.
Yeah,
there was nobody else around him. It was just him. Or at least as far as I knew, they made themselves invisible for his sake. Yeah.
No doubt.
But no, like, that's awesome.
So what else do you want to know?
Anything, and please forgive me, I'm eating a Luna bar. You can tell me.
Yeah, it's funny.
What's your
Let's
favorite
get out of
movie
gym
of all time? Are you tired?
No, I feel great. I really thank God. I feel amazing. I got to get up early to go to take my brother to the airport, but great things coming up.
Okay.
Good. I had a great day on iHeartRadio all day, and now I'm on your radio show, so it's good.
Well, I have a question for you now. Wait, what was the question?
Yeah.
The question was, oh, darn it.
I'm getting nervous.
Yes. Okay. So, it's not bad. When you told me you were the Jewish Rocky, is that what, like, your Facebook fan name is or something? And can you describe that might be your name, your alias, your nickname?
Well, when we came up with this movie, so it was going to be a documentary, and I wanted to do a biopic, so I told the producers, Jackie and Scott, and, you know, I met with David Greenberg. I told him I want to make a movie about this. They got on board, and things just started blowing up. Screenplay will be done in June, and things are working. So the Jewish Rocky came because I am Jewish, and basically I was on my way to a world title. I was 9-0. I got injured in an accident. My career ended in, all the knockdowns, you know what I mean? Like, I went through, like, a lot of ups and downs in life, but I learned, and it made me the person I am now, and great things are happening. So I don't look at haters.
Yeah.
I mean, I look
right.
at them, I laugh at them. You know, I mean, I'm out. I have a vision, and I don't let anybody get in my way right now. So if you do get in the way,
right,
you're probably going to get knocked down. So I'm not being, putting anybody down, but my connections are amazing, and, you know, great things are coming in. So, yeah. So,
well, good for you.
I'm
so happy to hear that you're doing the damn thing and that you're on a roll. So keep rolling.
And no doubt. Well, I'm on my way out of here soon. But, let's stay in touch, and I'll give you updated about everything I'm doing.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, if you have to be up really early, I don't want to keep you for too long. So I will.
I appreciate you having me on.
Let you get some shut eye. definitely. Yeah. We got to do it again after the match. After the match, we got to do it again.
All right, I'll see you in Atlantic City,
show.
Right?
Correct.
Let's do
yes,
it.
Exact. Let's do it. All right, I'll let you go for the evening. Have sweet dreams and drive safe tomorrow.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Modest, puffin' brolic, swollen pockets, brownie chocolate, made a chronic in the project, never shock us, all for the thrill, niggas know, we got pills, wanna chill, kush chronic on the scales, laser beam, light tails, high off the lid, poppin' tip, laughing like kids, single fits, hologram kicks, grab your bitch, poppin' crisp, turn up, 24, kicking the heads off, yo dope, heads know we here for more, use a bit, hit your brakes, getting high, fitting J, city wild out, Colin Blaze, jumping off a crowded stage, we popping, y'all play, like people's high top face, swag explode, grenade, switch your shades, money machine, and we stay.
Getting my money when I get the rip at the mic on the stage. Half of the suckers be hating cause I got the flow to fade away. Give me the room to get in the door and I promise that I wanna fade away. I'm finna be putting the energy back in the game just like some Gatorade. Gotta be murdering any opponent, get ready, sick of when I step in the booth. He needs to be playing cause me and T-Pain be giving it to him while spitting the truth. Yes, I'm the man, I don't give a damn, but none of you saying I'm hopeless. Leave me alone when I'm on my own so I can stay focused.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes.
I guess I want it all, man.
We talk about yachts on the grip.
I guess I want it all, man.
$100 prom.
And I guess I want it all, man.
Real red line. Not the restaurant. Bitch, I'm Black Plago. City of Chicago. Politic my pimpin' black tenant Marcialago. Female cargo. Push them out the cardo. Bitch, you know I'm Gucci. I'm who hoes go to war for. Middleman strategy. Me, I'm sitting casually. Waiting by the exit for my bitch to bring my present. Call a tax free settlement. Blago gon' embezzle it. Gator boots and jewelry. Guess me getting money's evident. Studied dead presidents. Turned it into blood money. Bitch could cry a river, couldn't even get a hug from it. Pimpin' on this line, be on time, work your service. My constituents are rich, get my money, it's your purpose. Who support us? Support us, or lay down like union workers. Flippin' burgers, it's your future. While I island hop Bermuda, getting money like I'm supposed to. Pimpin' legal hoes too. Dead rolls of Mac and paper stacking on the floor too.
What you paying for?
Running them different shifts, black tenant, whip is renting. I'm working my lieutenant, Stacey Adam up her ass, she bleeding, playing broke. When I know it ain't no limit to pimping, I up her throat. Got deals on the table, the voters who make me rich. Every John, Dick, and Harry who paying to get they fix. Got secret handshakes to shake snakes who mix. Try and change my campaign of money over you tricks. On constructing public housing, teach you out of thousands. My whole never snitch, only say it don't involve him.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. You're live on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on?
I had a question for Mr. Feldman.
Oh, he's no longer doing the interview right now. He's probably sleeping. The interview ended maybe about 10 minutes ago. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to play another song really quick, and I'll be right back with everyone. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. I'll play a French hip-hop song right now, just real quick. Hope you all will enjoy it. It's 20 juillet 2014 by, I can't read his name, M-A-G-M-A. I think that's what it says. I hope you enjoy this next song, everyone. Here you are.
juillet 2014. J'ai mal au genou droit, je marche et je comprends. Le calme a pris le dessus, la vie a déserté la grande ville. Paris n'est plus qu'une coquille vide. Je n'aperçois même plus le faible à mes pieds, ni le fort intérieur en cuir. Entre le SDF et le contrôleur du métro, ma bourse est délestée. À croire qu'ainsi vont les 20 juillet. Entre soif et la rica, entre soi et la roquette, je pense à fumer la moquette. Si seulement les SDF en avaient. Direction insistée, ouverture décentralisée. J'entame mon sandwich climatisé. Davantage de technologie dans un pouce carré de chicken cheese que dans l'habitacle de la Clio année 1994. Ingénierie alimentaire pour mon ego, pour mon égal, pour mon santé, pour mon ego, pour mon égal, pour mon santé. Écouteurs dans les oreilles, le son est en mono. Foutue technologie, je ne serai sourd que de l'oreille gauche. Les cours sont au top, l'Allemagne a gagné. Viva la Mannschaft et la PCE. Overdose de sel, overdose de l'Ouest. Dans 5 mois l'hiver, viens, on se prend un trimestre. Overdose de sel, overdose de l'Ouest. Dans 5 mois l'hiver, viens, on se prend un trimestre. J'ai mal au genou droit. Climatisé. Ingénierie alimentaire. Terre. Climatisé. Entre soi et la roquette. Et je vis. Sans oublier de boire et d'aimer. Et je vis avec Jimi Hendrix et ma petite poupée. Je vis, je t'aime.
Actually, I'm not here to interview interview you, Sandra London. I'm here to interview Mip and Mop.
Oh, pity that. Okay, well...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So you can just... You don't mind hanging out while I interview them, do you?
Certainly shall not.
Okay, good. Because, you know... So, Mip.
Hello! How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Mip. I think that you're amazing, as is... And hello, Mop. How are you doing?
Hi. I know. We're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what's it... That's right. Very active.
Woo!
So what's it like, what's it like hanging out with Sandra London?
You know, she's all right. But, you know, we keep her up late for good calls, good reason, because we're more fun.
I see.
We like to be more sociable.
I see.
We like to get out and about.
So sometimes, like, you like to get about and she just wants to sleep or hang out or do nothing.
So boring.
Something boring.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
How do you guys get out and about?
Oh, we bust their shirts and sweaters and sleeves. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, boulevards and back alleys and whatcha call 'em.
So this is, what was your name again?
Mip.
That's Mip. Can I speak to, I'm going to speak to Mop. This is a question for Mop.
I'm Mop.
Mop, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, I have plenty.
You do?
It depends on the day of the week.
Oh, so you have multiple boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Which day's in a Y?
Well, who is more boyfriends, Mip or Mop?
Every day that ends in a Y, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but who is more boyfriends, Mip, you, or your Mop?
Well, me, I have all the boys.
Oh, okay.
Me, I have all the girls.
All the girls, that's interesting. So you're both having fun, that is.
Totally.
Huh.
You are a very bright young man.
Yeah, I am. So what, do you have a special cause that you both, because, you know, I heard that you were...
We firmly believe in the prostate.
Firmly?
Firmly believe in the prostate, and we believe in tickling it because it is delightful.
Uh-huh.
And we also believe it promotes and stimulates good health and good living. To tickle it and fondle it with our pointiness.
So that's why you set up that charity fund for tickling prostates?
Yes, it's free prostate tickling day every day.
Every day. Wow. So do both you, Mip, and Mop work on it, or just
all three of us? You know,
all three of you.
She's sleeping, but
right.
We do double duty because we're double D's. Therefore,
right.
You know. We do double shifts sometimes, so she can sleep, she can be fine, close her eyes, close her mouth, close her legs, mm-hmm. And we will do the rest.
And so that involves tickling a prostate?
Yes, just for examination purposes.
Sure.
And it's delightful. The men love it, and, you know, they come every year, every day.
Well, that's great. Do you ever feel like sometimes Sandra... gets too much attention, then you're not getting enough attention?
No, we're always the driving force behind her, even to be able to stand up every day. I mean, look at us.
Well,
we are
actually,
huge, okay?
Well, I can't really quite see.
To even be able to stand her right now,
uh-huh.
To be able to see her.
Well, it's kind of hard to see because you're...
Like, we propel her.
Uh-huh.
We are her motivating divine pulses.
So basically, you're her muse in a way.
She is our mule.
She's your mule.
In a way.
Wow, that's amazing. So she's your mule.
But we love her music better.
You love her music?
Mostly.
Wow, that's a mule, huh? It's amazing.
Kind of. She's quite delightful, though. Lovely girl. Lovely
mm-hmm.
girl.
So I heard you had another sister, who was lives down. A little bit down there.
She's resting. She's very expensive.
She's very expensive?
Extremely.
So she can't, you can't wake her up?
You could, but it depends on your wallet, mister.
Oh, I've got a wallet. Let's see what I have in my wallet. Well, I don't know. Let's see.
It wouldn't be in cash, mother.
Oh, okay.
It would be.
A check?
No.
A credit card?
No.
A diamond?
A prenup.
A what? A prenup? Oh, a pre. Okay, well. Well, you're the one talking, so I shouldn't. So she's sleeping, she's not going to talk. She's. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, you have not been invited to speak with her just quite yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I heard you had another sister.
Well, she's out back.
Right. So could you call her in?
She's still out back.
You don't want to call her in?
Men are already tending her right now.
Men attending her?
She's a little busy.
Oh, because when we did this interview, I thought I was gonna.
Getting her hair done and puffed out and spread.
She's got her hair done.
Yes.
She's got hair and it's gonna.
I gotta dig in, you know, and get to the roots of the matter.
It's gonna be spread.
Just every now and again, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is how things happen.
Well, so this is mip-topping, right?
We speak collectively at times.
We speak collectively at times. Because when I signed up for this interview, I heard that I was gonna speak to at least three sisters.
I believe you. Indeed, you have.
No, I've spoken to
You've
Mip.
Spoken with the mouth.
I've spoken to Mop.
And the nipples.
Well, no, that's.
Mip, Mop, and Sandra. That's
okay.
All you need today.
Mip, Mop, and Sandra.
Yes, and you starting to see it's going to be quite hefty to speak with the lady downstairs and lady out back. Oh, she's a little less, you know, pressing, but she's a bit engaged at the moment.
Oh,
you might need to come back later. Maybe get in line, take a card, take a number.
I think
she was on 69 last week.
What number could I do to reach?
Well, she's at 69 last week.
So it's not a phone number. It's not a phone number I can call.
No, just a line, just a number.
I see.
And still, so that you know how things are going and she's doing.
Well, enough with her because.
Our interview.
Oh, okay. Well.
We will be interviewing you shortly.
Okay, well, you can interview me anytime you want.
Thank you. Had a delightful time.
Okay.
And we will tickle your whistles and whistle your tinnels.
Yeah, well, I think that prostate campaign that you have.
And also give you a very delightful prostate exam. Yes, we will.
Well, I'm all open for any prostate exam you guys ever want to give.
We will be delighted.
I think most guys would be very happy to receive a prostate exam from you. Okay, well, thanks. This is a wonderful interview, and you should be appearing on YouTube quite soon.
Good day. Good day to you.
Great. Well, great. Super. Bye.
Moissonner à l'hiver de la gaieté. La discorde pour les jours de fierté. Oh, certaines sont les poques et les peurs. L'encre coule et dures sont les labeurs. Je lui offrirai un compagnon. Je donnerai des plantes à mon poisson. Le plancher craque et le saut.
Thank you. of the righteous.